Mike Smith is easing a boat into the shallow water just off of Little Murphy Island. It's a tiny patch of sand and trees in the middle of the St. Lawrence River. It straddles the New York border with Canada. Smith's a wildlife technician with New York's Department of Environmental Conservation. He specializes in cormorant management. That means he knocks down nests, breaks eggs, and very occasionally shoots them. Before he even jumps out of the boat, he starts counting the birds that are poking out of nests in the treetops.
Yeah, looking at their nests, like, you know, we tried to have a 0% successful reproduction rate.
Smith counts maybe 10 nests. They started with 150 in the spring. There are tens of thousands of these birds. They spend their summers in the north, and in the winter, they go south where they raid fish farms. Biologists estimate each bird eats a pound of fish a day. That can make a dent in the local fish population. The birds also strip trees of their leaves to create their nests, and their guano ends up killing the tree's root systems. That ends up driving out other animals that need vegetation. Some people feel the birds should be eradicated. One group of anglers was even arrested for killing hundreds of them on Lake Ontario. Then there are others, like the group Cormorant Defenders International. They feel they should be protected. But it's up to biologists like Jim Farquhar of New York's Department of Environmental Conservation to find the balance between human needs and cormorants.
We have needs too.
Well, we're competing with them.
And we're competing with them in some cases. Hopefully, if we can inject good science, we make good decisions as a result.
The biologists' biggest effort has been on Lake Ontario. They've been destroying nests there and killing some adults for 10 years. Farquhar says they're finally seeing results. They reduced the cormorant population on the lake by about two-thirds, and the fishing has improved. Now, the biologists are trying to have the same success on the St. Lawrence River, but they've only seen a 13% decrease in the number of cormorant nests, and they've been doing it for 4 years. Part of the challenge is that most of the birds live on Canadian soil, where management is left to the landowner. Local anglers like Steve Charland of Ogdensburg, New York, are frustrated with the slow progress.
They should eliminate them. They're not a northern New York bird, and what they're doing to our fisheries is a sin.
That's a common misperception. Actually, the cormorant is native to the region, but people have never seen them in such large numbers. Charland says some people are so frustrated, they've started shooting them illegally. But Jim Farquhar believes those are isolated incidents.
Oh, there are? Yep. Mike just mentioned we've got some black-crowned night herons nesting out here. It's another species we're concerned about, and one that we've actually been actively trying to manage on Lake Ontario and protect from cormorants, and so that's a good sign.
A good sign, but it's another species trying to live on this small patch of land, and the biologist balancing act has become even more delicate. For the Environment Report, I'm Karen Kelly.